Let's face it, grief and loss are difficult experiences that will, well, ultimately affect all of us at some point in our lives, because dealing with grief is a complex process, and each of us has our own way of coping. And besides, grief can disrupt daily life, making it difficult to focus on, well, loved ones, work, as well as a variety of other responsibilities. Welcome to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller, and joining me today is Mihaela Vince, public health expert for nonprofit Transamerica Institute, and we'll be unpacking some strategies on how to cope with grief. But before we get started, just a reminder, we'd like to hear from you and learn more about the topics you'd like us to cover, or simply give us feedback on today's episode. So please drop either Mihaela or me a note at info@transamericainstitute.org. Well, Mihaela, could you start us off with an explanation describing what exactly constitutes grief?
Grief is a natural response to loss, which is often associated with the death of a loved one. But grief can also be experienced in different contexts. For instance, when we lose a relationship or a sense of identity. It can include feelings of sadness, guilt, loneliness, and anger. It can even affect our physical health. Our appetite, energy, and mental health can all be affected by grief.
Indeed, having, like most, experienced my fair share of grief, it sure can be a challenge to get past it. But at the same time, it's important to allow yourself to grieve, right?
Yeah, you may have heard of the saying, you have to feel it to heal it. It's really important to allow yourself to feel your emotions during the grieving process in order to get through them. It's natural to feel a range of emotions when we're grieving. Really allow yourself to feel sadness, confusion, or really any other emotion that comes up.
Exactly. Grief does take some time to process and may vary due to the circumstances. And with that being said, could you walk us through the stages that people will go through when they experience it?
Well, you may have heard of psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 1969 book On Death by Dying, which delved into the different grief stages. Maybe you've heard of these, and those are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Now, some people may go through these stages, but I do want to highlight that grief is now really thought of to be an unpredictable and individualized experience.
Well, based on what I've observed and endured for that matter, it's reassuring to know that having your own experience with grief is normal, because the emotions that surface while grieving are hard to experience, but as you've noted, important to process. Now, what sort of counsel would you recommend for those who are in the midst of the grieving process?
Well, when we're grieving, it can be tempting to want to withdraw and be alone, but it's really important to reach out for support. Grief can be isolating, but you really don't have to go through it on your own. Reach out to your friends, your family, or even a mental health professional for support. Just remember, it's really important to be patient with yourself. Grief does not have a set timeline, so really give yourself permission to grieve at your own pace.
I think you make a great point here, Mihaela, because look, everyone is unique at the core, so we're all bound to experience grief differently. To that point, it's really important to keep that in mind, as well as when we're supporting someone who's grieving. So what other steps would you recommend in navigating grief?
Take care of yourself. Grief can really take a toll on our physical and emotional health. During this time, it can be especially beneficial to reach out to friends and family who can provide support in lots of different ways. For instance, you know, watching the kids, picking up groceries, or walking the dog. There are also some self-care activities you can engage in, such as getting enough rest, eating well, exercising, and engaging in hobbies that bring you joy. Speaking of self-care activities, I do want to point out a recent episode called Prioritizing Self-Care During Stressful Times, if you want to check that out for more ideas on self-care.
Right. I think that episode did a particularly effective job pointing out ways that we can care for ourselves, even when we're feeling too overwhelmed to prioritize it. Which brings me to my next point, that since we agree that navigating grief and loss is a personal journey that requires time and patience, what steps would you advise those in honoring this process?
Practice self-compassion. It's essential that we be kind and gentle with ourselves during times of grief. You know, putting pressure on ourselves to get through it actually does not make the pain go away, and it can make it worse. So it's important to be non-judgmental and patient with ourselves during this process.
I hear you. Practicing self-compassion is essential in working through things. Now, what sort of advice do you have for those who want to be supportive of someone who is experiencing grief?
That's a really good question, as I recently faced this in my own personal life. I think one of the most impactful things that you can do for someone who's grieving is simply be present. Just be with the person fully and not distracted, and really that can make all the difference. If they do want to talk, active listening can really make the person feel cared for and validated, but you know, don't try to offer any advice unless they're actively seeking it. And lastly, really work your best to not place any type of expectations on the grieving process. It's really important to encourage the people that around us that are grieving to really work through their emotions on their own timeline without any added pressure to bounce back.
As we've noted here today, everyone grieves differently, so it's vitally important that we be mindful of cues and adjust our approach accordingly. So then, where could folks experiencing grief turn to for support?
You know, there are quite a few resources you can turn to, but it's important to find what works best for you, so I recommend checking out a few. Support groups, for instance, offer grief support and are often led by mental health professionals. Grief Share is an online grief recovery support group where you can find help after losing a loved one if you want to check that out. There are also a few other online resources I'd like to touch on. For instance, What's Your Grief and The Grief Recovery Method. What's Your Grief is a grief website and online community for those who are grieving. The Grief Recovery Method, on the other hand, is an evidence-based grief program that helps people heal from the pain of loss. And this program is a lot more action-oriented.
You know, it's good to know there's such an abundance of online options available literally at our fingertips. Anything else you'd like to mention here?
Yeah, many people turn to their faith after a loss. Religious or spiritual leaders can provide emotional support to those who are grieving, as well as help them connect with their spiritual practices and other like-minded people in their community.
That's a good point, and I'm sure it could also provide a reassuring sense of comfort. But I can't help wondering, for those of us that lead active lives, professionally speaking, what options do you have for those who are employed and deal with a limited availability of time to seek support?
You know, many companies do offer employee assistance programs, or EAPs, and these programs provide support for employees who are experiencing grief. EAPs can offer things like counseling services, referrals, and educational resources for employees who are grieving.
Perfect, because we know that grief can sometimes become overwhelming, possibly leading to mental health conditions such as depression or anxiety. And as a footnote, having dealt with employee relations in the workplace, grief can obviously wreak havoc on one's job performance, which could really drive things sideways and cause even greater stress. So I'm glad you referenced the support EAPs, if available, could provide. Now then, where would you advise those who are struggling with their mental health in the aftermath of a loss to turn to?
If you're struggling to cope with your grief, it's really important to seek professional help. Grief counselors and therapists specialize in helping people process and work through their grief. So that's where I recommend that people turn to.
Well, Mihaela, thanks again for your thoughtful and sensitive insights today. And remember, everyone's grieving process is different, so don't be afraid to reach out for help as you navigate this difficult and challenging time. And if you'd like to check out any of the source materials mentioned today, visit transamericainstitute.org/podcast to review the episode's transcript. If you have comments, feedback, or topic ideas, please connect with us through info@transamericacenter.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss an episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, I'm your host, Al Waller. Stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening. Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth is brought to you by Transamerica Institute, a nonprofit, private foundation dedicated to identifying, researching, and educating the public about health and wellness, employment, financial literacy, longevity, and retirement. You can find our weekly podcast on WIPR's website and mobile app, wherever you get your podcasts, and at transamericainstitute.org/podcast. Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, is produced by the Transamerica Institute with assistance from WIPR. The information provided here is for educational purposes only and should not be construed as insurance, securities, ERISA, tax, investment, legal, medical, or financial advice or guidance.